If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And it's a party. We got Koi LaRae here. What's up?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello. Hello. I'm here.
She got her drink.
Got my drink.
Tell us
everybody
how you
got their drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
What y'all drinking?
I'm drinking some DeLeon and some ginger beer.
You're all drinking DeLeon.
And I'm also drinking
with lemonade.
Water on.
Water on. I'm drinking a little.
This is light. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Okay.
We got to send you a
bottle. In your defense, it is only 3 o'clock over there in California. Mm-hmm. So it's you have a right to be light for right now.
Well, you look super cute.
Yes, mm-hmm. You really do.
Thank you.
I saw before we got on, you were complaining about doing your hair. And I was like, okay, what's it about to look like?
What's it giving?
It's in California. I'm from Jersey. So like, we don't got no Dominican washing set real quick. So I finally found one. And she charged me an arm and a leg for this little Dora cut. I did not get over it. But it's cool.
It's bouncing and behaving. So mm-hmm. Good.
Well,
I'm trying to like embrace my natural hair because I really, really try to stay away from like, I do so much braids and I'm tired of the braids.
Mm-hmm.
I have this big fear of a wig. I don't know why. It's either if I put it on, I'm going to like it and never want to get rid of it, or it's just going to like fuck my baby hairs up or some shit. So
I just got my first wig. I got to show y'all.
You have a wig?
Right?
Yes, I'm getting it.
Wig. No,
all
joking.
Right, first of all, let's be clear. I have a store that just opened in Detroit, private label extension. So we sell all of that. And I was like, I got to get a wig for the first time. It's 55 inches.
Oh, girl. My God.
Come on.
I'm scared.
Nicki Minaj.
Last time I had a wig on, it went from here to here. And no, I'm like on stage. We was doing Lip Service Live and it was just like mm-hmm. slipping back. And I was like, no one told me my wig's about to come off.
Oh, shit. I'm dead. That'll be me.
Not for me.
No maintenance control.
Now, let's get into it. We're bringing back something and you're the first person we're bringing this back with, Koi mm-hmm. LaRae. We're going to do a tip of the day. So Lip Service's tip of the day today. Valentine's Day is coming up. So we want to give the guys a tip. What can you do for Valentine's Day that's really special for a woman, but on a limited budget?
On a limited budget, really special. I think the best gift is your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, after Valentine's Day, you could do the regular, but I feel like what's more important is what happens the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. You feel me? So like, I don't know. Pull up, you pull up with a little bottle of Moscato. I'll take Cheddar home. I don't care. I don't, I'm not expensive at all. I just need to know what's going on after this V-Day. Like, what's up?
So he could just show up and be like, I'm here. I'm giving you my time.
My presence is the presence.
I want your time, but I want it to be like, you feel me? Make it special. Like, rub my feet. You don't feel me? Rub my feet with the oil. We're not going to act like motherfuckers grab the oil every time and start rubbing motherfuckers' feet.
Okay.
Feet, you know what I'm saying?
Would you rub his feet too?
I love feet. I'm rubbing his feet.
I've never heard anybody say I love feet.
That's a problem. Not a girl, not a female.
Not a female. I've heard
plenty of men say they love feet, but not too many females.
I love feet. I feel like, now listen, I don't like the crusty toenails and the shit falling off and discolored and all that shit. Like, that's different. But I'm also the type, like, I'll get your feet right, baby. Your feet look bad, I'm gonna get you right.
So you suck toes.
I don't suck toes. I love
so you don't love feet that much.
I don't take it that far.
No. You're not sucking no goddamn toes. That's weird as hell.
But a nigga tried to pull up on me with time for Valentine's Day. I'm like,
that happened to you?
Yeah. I'm like, that's all you got?
Some dick. Arm and dick. What else you want? You want him to buy you a goddamn cat
more? Nah, I need it more than that. Like, especially it's like, I just need you to put a little effort in. Ain't nobody saying you have to spend $1 million, but like do something, like flowers at least. What the hell? Like, right. And I'm not even a big flower person, but it's just like the thought that counts. You know what I mean? I feel like if you just come up like, I got dick, bitch, it's like, is this Valentine's Day?
Cook some dinner, run a hot bath.
Yeah, cook some dinner.
Watch a romantic movie that you would never watch with her. I don't know, find a cute little game to play.
Yeah, this nigga thought just because he was around me, I was supposed to be happy. I'm like, nah, this ain't cool.
No, but that's a part of time. That's cheap. Running the bath water doesn't cost no dollars. Like, that's just right. All depends what type of nigga you dealing with. Because just because people act like that on Valentine's Day, I hope he was acting like that before Valentine's Day and the day before that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, what's your best Valentine's Day in your head that you can think of?
I'm 23. I still feel like I haven't even experienced Valentine's Day. Like, I can't wait for the day I put the little... They got the Savage X Fenty little shits going on.
Damn.
So
get spicy, girl. Okay. You trying to get a little spicy.
Word. I don't know. I have to. These are little boys that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I deal with little boys. Like, unfortunately, it's sad. Like, the age group between, like, 20 and 26 is little boy energy to me.
That's
true. A lot of them don't have the mindset to, like, give us that. And I'm not about to sit here and teach you and ask and beg. Like, fuck it. I'll just wait till it comes.
So do older guys try to talk to you?
All kind of guys try to talk to me.
And you turn it down. You don't want an older dude.
I love older dudes, but it's just hard because they're so old. Like, they got the old soul. Like, I don't know. It's just certain things. I want to have fun at the same time, but I don't want no little boy.
So you're not really ready to be in a relationship.
I'm a relationship girl. I'm not even going to lie. I wouldn't say right now is not the time to be in a relationship because I got to stay focused and worry about, you know, get this bag, but worry about the music. But I'm a relationship girl. If I'm talking to you and I'm dealing with you, I don't want to have to entertain 30 other different guys. I just don't.
I thought you were in a relationship with Blueface. I seen it on the blogs and they were saying that y'all came out as a couple.
Oh, they said we was a couple?
Yeah.
And we was outside.
Yeah, I was just outside.
Oh, we was outside. Okay. Blueface, baby.
But not a couple, because you're not ready for that right now.
He might not be ready either, by the way.
Yeah, taking things one step at a time. You know, one step at a time. Like, people got to understand, outside of this industry, outside of Instagram and everything, we still are human people. Like, we still humans and real, like, we're real souls. You know what I'm saying? So what you guys see... I see totally different, or what the world would see, it would be like, oh shit.
Is D what you call Blueface too? No, I'm joking.
Ooh-wee.
Now, I saw you were talking about having issues, like, how do you know who to trust, right? And I saw you venting about that. Did something in particular happen, or is this a common way that I think a lot of us feel that way? How do you know who you trust in this world?
Yeah, I got into it with my fucking accountant, and I just been like, you know, since I started, it's so much money going on. Like, it's so much money to be made in this, and so much money flowing around. And, like, you know, it's just really hard to really make sure you find somebody that has your best interest. So this morning, me and my accountant got into it. So I was just aggravated because it's just like, fuck, who else is going to handle my money? God?
Right. You. Right. It's so important though, to watch it.
Me, that's very important, but it's listen, this life is so frustrating sometimes because as much as I need to be on top of my business and monetize everything going on with this, and this is for all artists out there, especially female artists, like you don't want nobody to take advantage of you. So you do have to be on top, but at the same time, mentally, like you have 30 million other things you have to take care of. So you want to depend on at least somebody, like professional accountants, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they're accountants to handle the money, make sure the bills are being paid, make sure the communication between, you know, this person and this person, like, don't call me looking for no money. Like my, that should be an automatic payment. No.
Yeah. It's hard. Cause there's so many people you got to pay, right? You got to pay your accountant. You got to pay your lawyer. You got to pay your manager. You got to pay the road manager.
Yo, listen, we sign these big deals. They don't never read you the motherfucking disclosures on all the fees that come behind this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's besides the personal, like my personal maintenance fee. I'm not gonna lie, between hair, nails, and lashes, every week I spend at least like $800, $900.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's trash. It's so
it's expensive to have that to keep up with, you know, the standards of looking good and being
and make you feel like I gotta learn how to do my own makeup. I gotta learn how to do my own hair.
That's me. That's me all day. I don't want out. No makeup artist. I do my own makeup. I don't care. I'll hop on YouTube and do tutorials. Like
YouTube University.
Right.
All right. Now, do you think that since you're single, could you date somebody who one of your friends used to date?
Nah, I mean, no. First of all, I don't have any friends. Like these days, if we really friends like that, like that means we grew up together. Or we have some type of history and some type of, you know, experience together. Mm-hmm. These days, we could be associates. You know, and stuff. But I feel like, I don't know, even if you talk to a nigga that your friend is talking to or your homegirl's talking to, you just shouldn't do it.
What if she just liked him, but he didn't like her, but he liked you?
I mean, if you like him. So look, I had a situation to where it was just like one of my friends, right? Like one of my friends, it's like I done did a music video. I'm not going to name drop or anything, but I done did a music video. I done shot a video, did a song and everything, right? And this is one of my friends. And next to you know, it's like the person I did the video with, they about to go out to eat and shit. So I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, wait till the video drop first. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you so desperate? And I just kept thinking to myself, like, there's going to be so many artists, so many other men that's going to be around. I want to be able to trust my homegirl to just hold her shit down because sometimes it's not about me and it's not about her. The fact that you even given the satisfaction of you being a rebound, you making us look like we that type of time. Like, I don't hang myself around females like that, you know?
Right.
Like, I just don't. And it's just certain things that need to be done a certain way. That's why it's just like, girl.
You're like, it's business.
And it's like, if you really like him, y'all better have some type of history. But if you my girl and you and me, when did y'all have enough time to develop any of this motherfucking history?
Did y'all have a falling out over it? Or did you say something to her?
Oh yeah, we're not friends no more. Just off the simple fact that where I'm from is just like, it's certain things you don't do out of respect. And like I said, I want to be able to have my people, have my friends around certain people. It's going to be so many more bigger artists we're going to get around.
You're not going to just slide with him, right?
Would it have been different for you if she came to you and said first, like, you know, I feel him and da-da-da-da, I want to hang out with him and ex, maybe, did you mind? Would it have been different for you or is it because she just went?
She did.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Know that I showed her, like, he was flirting. However, like, that's what happens. You know, I'm a pretty girl and artist to artist, like, they flirt. These boys is crazy. However, I friend-zoned him and it was a respectful friend-zone exception. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But I'm showing you this and it's like, oh shit, I didn't know he was. So now I'm showing you, it's like, but you looking like the rebound. Are you comfortable that if I'm the friend that does it, you gonna be the friend that pick it up? Let me know, because that's just, I don't know.
Because he tried to talk to both of y'all, so it make y'all look crazy.
Yeah, like, this looks weird. Like, just don't do that. It's so many people. Yo, I didn't even know so many people caught the coronavirus. I'm like, damn, how many people was in the world? How many people in the world? That means that if you do process of elimination on the men in this world, right? There's one thing that you want to go ahead and ruin a friendship over, or you just going to go ahead and worry about yourself and deal with the other 30 million possibility potential people that's going to be able to give you what you want.
Is she still talking to him now?
I don't know. I would guess not.
Me and him cool though. We cool right. as shit. We mm-hmm. like we good. Like I ain't, it ain't no bad blood or nothing. It was a girl code thing.
And yeah. then
he like, oh, I wanna ask him why he ain't tell. Like, bitch, shut up. I ain't
have yeah, because that look crazy.
Yeah, I didn't have to give you no information. It's just our industry stuff gets so messy, it gets so weird. You gotta
plus you and him was all hugged up in a video. It was very sexy.
No, it wasn't that video.
Okay. Just checking.
It's an unreleased video. This video
like, is wait a minute now.
No. It wasn't that video. No.
I thought it was Gunna.
Yes. Shout out to Gunna and Sly. And that wasn't that one. Yeah, we brought the action in that video. It was lit.
Y'all had some real chemistry in that.
No, nobody knows. Like, listen, if y'all watch the full VHS video, like, because you know a video is edited, so they edit certain parts. If you watch the actual VHS video, that shit was so awkward at first because it's like the cameraman tried to come in the car. So I'm like, I wanted this VHS scene. I'm the right. one, like, you know, so I'm like.
They're going to try to come in the car too?
I was in the car, but the director was supposed to film it. So I took the camera, told the director to get out. So now we're just blasting this music and we looking at each other like, all right.
Now so what?
Just hopped on top of him like, let me, you feel me? Like, I would have felt really offended if he did not touch me or right. felt disgusted. Like, I'm a pretty girl. I'm not ugly. Like, nigga, let's make this a movie here. The slide is called, what I say, only throw it back for the real ones. Yeah, we started off in friends, then we did it in the bench, had me curling up my toes, like, and that's what we gave them.
You had to go for it.
Okay. I'm gonna give you that shit. I'm gonna paint a picture right in your head for you to make it come to life. Because I'm a visual learner, you know? So I wanna do that for everybody that's watching me.
Was he shocked? Did he look surprised?
At first it was like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? But then, like I said, I don't know. The music was loud and I just let it play out. But if you watch the whole video, it's some funny moments in there. But
it's very sexy. But I have to say, I like it because I feel like for a song like that, y'all have to feel like you had chemistry in the video. Yes. And people be kind of scared to be like that.
And nobody saw Gunna like that. Like, it's good when Gunna's such a dope artist and he's so talented, he's so fly, right? So, like, it's good to tap in on the female side. I feel like a lot of females love him because of that, just because it shows like how intimate you can be with a girl. I don't know. I feel like people look at stuff like that. I do.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because we're trying to learn more about you as a person. Who do you think is more selfish in a relationship, you or the guy?
I'm selfish. I want all
no hesitation.
No hesitation. I need good communication. I need all your time. Like, and if you're not working or doing something that's like, you know me, productive, then you should
not.
You should be with me. If I have free time and you're not working and it's like nothing.
Oh, I thought you were saying if he wasn't working, period. I was like, you want a guy that's not working?
No. Hell no. You got to have the bag. I have to date someone who has more money than me.
Mm-hmm. But you want him to be up underneath you.
I don't want him to be up underneath me. I just don't want to share my name. I just want mine to be all by myself.
That's what we all want.
Yeah, I think most people.
And that's usually the problem that they aren't. So there goes that.
No, the problem is that everyone feels that way and it's not enough. It's not enough.
That part.
Be for me. Can I ask a question?
Of course. Please.
So, because I need advice, so I'm really curious. So, how do y'all feel about growth as far as outgrowing someone? Like, you know, do you think a lot of relationships, all right, let's just get right into it, right? Can a baby keep a man?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It can make you feel, it can make a guy feel like he wants to have a family. But if a guy doesn't want to be there, he'll be resentful, you know? And I think that's not a good thing. You never want somebody that's only with you for a baby.
So how long should it take you to realize after being, you know, having your child, like how old does the child have to be for you to realize like, yeah, I'm not going to be having
a baby? Some women is 22 or like,
right. 20, some women 25. Never get it.
Like, yeah,
that
like
depends on the woman. And not only does it depend on the woman, it depends on what he's saying, what he's doing, and what he's feeling.
Because they'll still sleep with her and stuff like that. Still, and tell her dreams.
And then that's mixed messages.
Yeah.
Like, if he's on vacation with his baby mama, okay, and the kids, that's...
I'm doing this for us.
If the kids is there, then that's different. If the kids is not there, then it's different.
Now, hold on. Do you think a guy should be on vacation with his baby mom and the kid? Because I feel
at
like
that point, it's a family vacation. It's not.
Yeah, but not my man.
It's still a couple vacations.
I'm coming too.
That's how
then it's really a family vacation.
But look, that's how I feel like it's so hard because at the end of the day, I don't know. I didn't grow up with my mom and my dad. And I can't even even if my mom and dad wasn't together, I still can't fathom them. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck if we all went on vacation or not. And right. I felt like even when I was probably like six, even old enough to understand. So when people try to be like, we got to do it for the kid, it just be bullshit, bro.
That is bullshit. Yep,
it's definitely bullshit.
But what if he has a different room? Like, he's not staying in the same room.
That's
I think that's grown and sexy right there.
They not staying in the same room, but she gonna come to his room.
Exactly. Knocking on that door.
To that part.
What do y'all have in separate rooms? Y'all might as well let the baby see y'all kiss.
That's giving the kid mixed signals. You know.
And also, you don't want to fuck in front of your child. Like, you want to have how freaky can you get? Really, if they're sitting there watching or they sleep.
Yeah, but okay, so then let me ask you a question. If that's the case, if it's just about sex, then what do you call that? I mean, is the kid don't matter at this point? Because even whether if she's the baby mother or not, you're going to want to...
It's usually just about the sex for the guy. It's the girl that's usually all attached and wants to have her family and wants to be in the mix and, you know, all up in his business and trying to, you know...
But guys are jealous too. Like, they say all that and they tell you that, but then they be telling her.
They want her too. They don't want her to go nowhere.
I don't want you with nobody else. You always mine.
With a baby. Mm-hmm. And they got her forever because she got the baby. She got to be around and talk to him.
And that's the whole thing. We be so mad at the woman, but it really be the guy going back and forth in between.
Sometimes it be both them because sometimes the woman know and she be trying to be spiteful. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because she don't want to see him with anybody else and she'll try to do certain things. I mean, he's weak and gives in too, so he ain't no better. But
he's weak and she's bitter.
Yeah,
but she don't have no loyalty to you.
She don't have loyalty, but that's his family at the end of the day. Like, what are you gonna do? They came before you regardless.
Mm. Is this about Blueface?
No, it's not about
I forgot. General, they did go on vacation.
It's a general question because I'd just be curious because there's so many other people that have, there's so many young females that are baby mothers and they have children by these guys. And I just want to know, like, I don't know if you guys are in this predicament, but I really want to know, like, is there something that you ever think like, all right, there's hope. Like, I hope we could be a family. Cause I'm the type of girl, like, listen, if there's a possibility, then make the effort. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be straight up with you. Like, I'm not gonna compete and I'm not gonna go back and forth with you, but go save your family. If there's, you know, a possible hope. I don't want to get in that. Don't be here with me. Like, cause I'm still a woman at the end of the day. So if I put myself in another woman's shoes, I wouldn't want to be in that predicament where I'm at home and you're making me feel like I about to have a family and this, that, and the third. And that's not the case. So I'm gonna tell you straight up, like, look, if we, you, I fuck with you. I want to rock with you, but you got to figure out what's going on at home first. And you have
But like, men want everything. Like, they're not going to tell, they're going to tell you what you want to hear because he wants you. He going to tell her what she want to hear because he want her. Yep. Like, and that's just how it goes. And it, like, absolutely. Not every single man, but a good amount.
The majority. Yeah, for sure.
So how do you feel about plan B or having options?
I think that if you're not in a relationship and that's not your man, you should be seeing other people.
Always.
Mm-hmm. If you guys aren't in a monogamous, serious relationship, then don't act like you are and he's not. That's all I'm saying. If he wants to lock it down and you want to lock it down and y'all have that agreement, go for it. I dated a guy one time and he was so mad. He asked me if I was seeing other people. And I said, yeah, because you're not my boyfriend. Of course, I'm dating other people. It's what it is. And he was furious, but I kept it real. Like, yeah, I'm seeing other people. You're not my man.
And I feel like, why did they go after that though? Like, was he still around when you said hit him with that?
Yeah, after that, he was like, okay, well, we got to put a stop to all that. And he was shocked, but I was honest. But I also feel like, why would you assume just because, and I was just dating and talking to other guys and I had other like previous situations from before him that I would still like talk to them. But if we're not together,
and I'm gonna do
it. But sometimes we do it too. Like, we tell the guy something that they want to hear so that you know, they don't feel no kind of way.
Right. So, your dick is the biggest.
Yeah. Things like that. Best sex I ever had. But also, I was like, do you talk to anyone else? And you're like, no, because you don't want them to feel like no kind of way. You want them to feel special too, or whatever the case. And then if they decide to, you take it to the next step, then that's something different. Then yeah, you could cut people off. But I feel like in the beginning, we be lying too, or like to a certain extent, we hide certain things.
Right.
You know, we don't tell about that nigga that's texting us here and there. You know,
that's more of an omission than a lie.
Open that can of worm. They don't. They never gonna open that can of worm, because that just opens a book for, you know, that gives a reason for her to ask those questions and be like, oh, well, who's, you know what I'm saying? Who's texting us?
Right.
I noticed that. Like, guys is not gonna do that because they don't want you to do that to them.
Exactly.
All the way, so
they're not gonna be like, how many guys you fuck with? How many girls you fuck?
Okay. Yeah. I think a nigga, who you talking to right now?
I think a nigga more so be like, you're not talking to nobody else. Like, the nigga will tell you like what you're gonna be doing from here on out, because he feel like he wants you to be his or whatever the case. And then you could just answer to that and be like, of course not. And,
right. You know, but let's keep it real quick. If you're a guy you were dating went through your phone, he would see some shit on there.
I feel like anybody, if you go through my phone, you're gonna find.
You're gonna be mad.
You're gonna find something. Cause like I said, it's times I'll do a little friendly flirt. Like, you might send a little heart, might get a heart back, you never know. Like, might get my number. You might never get a response after I give you my number. Like, it all depends on how it plays out. But I'm not looking for it. I'm so over it. Like, I'm telling you, it's like this just in LA ruined us. He ruined us, bro. Like, the whole
You mean Meek Mill?
He say everything. Everybody
says Meek Mill.
Say. Like, we all thought some of those things that he said. It's just that, you know, nobody says them. And he's just saying what everybody's thinking.
And it's crazy because I follow him. I love it. It makes me so mad. I love it. That's what
makes me so mad.
No, for real. That's what made me write my first song, because of A Boogie. A Boogie, he was so hot when he dropped the Don't Trust Bees and all kinds of stuff, right? He dropped all that 99 Problems and Messages. Like, he used to talk so crazy about us, but it used to be like facts. And they used to make me sick. So I said, you know, I want to talk about guys in my shit and kind of respond. So that's when I end up making the goofy ass nigga, please stop. These niggas try to play me, but they won't. Try to say that they love you, but they don't. Goofy ass nigga, please stop calling my phone. That was like baby foot.
Can. Let me ask you this. Have you ever sacrificed a check for a guy? Like, you had an opportunity to do something?
Yeah. I'm like, nah. I'm like.
Yes. Explain that to us.
Well, I wouldn't say sacrifice. Like,
you had an opportunity to go get that check, but instead you was like, I'm going to hang with
him. No. There's different ways that could fuck up my back, I would say. If there's a check in front of me, I'm going to go get it. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get that. You ain't going
to. What if it's his birthday?
I'm going to go get it, baby. Your birthday come next year again. You're going to be here for next year's birthday.
What if a close relative of his died and he needs you?
And I need to go get my back?
Damn, you would go get a check and set?
If his relative, depending on the bag, if it's a big bag, you're damn right, I'm going to go get that bag. If your relative dead, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to be there for you all the way. I swear to God, I'm probably the most there for you. I'm just thinking.
Once I get back.
After I come back from collecting this check.
Let me tell you that flower.
Somebody
got
to pay the bills and keep the lights on. Like, what you mean? Like, I live in California. The rent is high over here. I got to get that bag. And on top of that, like I said, I like to look good. I like expensive clothes, okay? I eat crazy.
We don't believe you.
No, believe it, okay? Believe it. I can't wait to show y'all how much I can really eat. You'll be surprised. I'm going to drop a video. I have a big full course meal. I'm gonna empty the whole thing. You're gonna be like, wow, this little girl can eat.
Now, I saw a video with you and Cody Shane where you guys were having a conversation, and she's been on lip service before too. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how you roll with guys all the time, but there's times when there's women and you be the one that will end up with the chicks because they came to see you.
Ladies. The ladies love me, and I love that the ladies love me, because it's just like, they love me, you know? I don't know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. I got gay friends. I got my Neek, she like girls. Feel me? One of my old friends, Kay, she like girls. my homegirl Londra like girls, and they like kind of like stud type, like they dress like the boys for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like I feel like I grew up around boys. I was raised mm-hmm. by all boys. So I'm just a little boy, but that's why I gotta do that gunna thing and hit him with that yin yang. I gotta remind them, but I love ladies.
What if one of your friends
can't have a girlfriend?
What'd you say?
I just can't have a girlfriend.
I was gonna say, what if one of your friends hit on you?
You're not my friend. You get out. Get out. What are you doing?
What if one of your guy friends hit on you, you do the same thing?
Yeah, like what? Yo, if I don't give you that eye, don't give me that eye. You know what the eye is? You feel me? Like,
do you know what the eye is?
Yeah, like I could hit you with one of these, or I could hit you with the "what's up, baby?" Like, you know, give you the look him in his eye and give him that stare. Like, but we not. If you know, Brody was good. I'm dappy. Welcome him to pound on these. Hey.
But sometimes they get mixed signals because, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Ain't no mixed signals, because when I'm in my studio session, like, I have all boys. Like, my engineer, Nunu, Jermaine, I got L Stylist, I got D Bly, my manager. I'm the only girl in the house. So if I want to walk around in some booty shorts and I catch one of these motherfuckers looking at me like, what are you doing? Like, what
get
are you-
out.
Yeah, get out. Like, so we bye. Got... Exactly. So long as we keep it on a brother and sister tip, like that's the, I feel that like it has to stay that. And that's with girls too. Like, girl, don't come. But I'll get drunk and go to the club. You feel me? Get a little jank in my system. We could dance on each other. Feel me? Do a little, you know what I'm saying?
See, now that might be taken as a signal. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a mixed signal.
That's not a mixed signal. Maybe you just have fun and chill and enjoy the moment.
Okay.
But right? You never messed with a girl.
Yeah, she didn't say that.
She definitely didn't say that.
I said it in a form of a question.
I ate some coochie before.
What it tastes like?
It was tasting like nothing.
But that's a good sign. It shouldn't taste like nothing.
It tastes like nothing. It tastes
like water.
It tastes like water. I told her to get in the shower before I did it. I was so lit. But look, I did it to prove a point. I did it to prove a point, man. I was with my friends and I just had to tell them, like, yo, the girls, like, y'all got, like, we got to stay focused, bro.
What kind of point is that?
What is that?
Everybody losing focus. Everybody doing, we gotta work. So I'm like, yo, y'all too busy worried about these girls. They only coming on here for me. And they was like, man, I got it.
That's why you did it.
I said, bring one of the girls on here. I guarantee you. I'll take
your bitch.
That's exactly what happened. She was sitting on my lap in front of them. I was so like, I was sitting, it was cringing me, but I was just like, what's up? Like,
you took it far to prove a point.
Yeah, I took it way too far. At that point, I was just like, I can't get out there.
Have
room.
You ever eaten pussy?
Yeah, I did.
I thought she said she ate yours.
No. That's what never happened. Okay. I'm a touch me not. Like, you're not going to touch my titties. You're not going to touch
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, that's I just surprising. Don't like that. That's how I realized, like, I don't know. Maybe I just ain't meet a girl that's going to make me really feel like that.
That's interesting. Because L'Oreal will let a girl eat a pussy, but she ain't going to eat hers.
How you know?
Because you told us.
I'm joking.
You didn't say that.
So you're not eating it, but you get what you eat. Okay.
I mean, isn't that the best way to sit back and you get all the enjoyment? Well, you feel the opposite way.
Sometimes you get, it's like, I don't know. It's like sometimes you enjoy pleasing someone else. But I don't know. Like I said, it was experience. My first time. Maybe I got to like.
Try it again.
Yeah, try it again.
Did you have the braces then?
I ain't had a braces then.
Did you give her your number?
I had braces then. I blocked her the next day. I blocked her the next
day. That's messed up.
But she probably felt like she won. She's like, yo, she
now that's sad. Now that
I woke up, I was looking savage. At her. I was looking at myself in the mirror like that. I wasn't the same all day. All my friends was like, good. I was sitting there on my phone like.
But you won though. You won the bet.
Won the challenge.
Yeah, you won the challenge.
That's the most important thing.
I can take your bitch challenge.
I won the challenge for sure.
These are all my bitches challenge.
You feel like you did a good. You feel like you did a good job. Like you knew what you was doing.
I feel like I did a good job.
Did you enjoy it? Yes. She's cracking up.
I can't believe you blocked her.
Oh, no, I think you should unblock her now.
No.
And she can start sending me hearts and shit, having me reminding me of my night. Leave me alone, girl.
She's gonna post this part alone, to her Instagram. She's gonna be like, yeah, that was me.
She's talking about I got blocked.
She was
I got blocked.
Look, she was hitting Nick like, why does Koi block me? What happened? Is it something I did? I was like,
she probably think her pussy's thick.
Oh, shit. She was beautiful. Like, she was beautiful. And she didn't smell mouth. She smelled straight like water. It was cool.
That sounds perfect.
Sounds like
that's why she blocked her. Because she want to go back.
I like a man's touch. Listen, ain't nothing like a man's grip. Like, I need a man's grip. I'm such a boy. Like, I need somebody that's going to roughen me and bring in that girly side of me. Like, I need that, you know? It's a different when a man give you that touch than a female. I feel like I just want that.
So you like doggy dominant style? You like doggy style?
I like it from the back. I can take dick for sure. For sure. I could definitely, I like it from the back. I like
it from the side.
I like riding it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a freak. I like.
Did someone tell you you could take dick, or did you just know it?
Nah, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
You don't run from the dick.
She ain't running from shit.
You not hear me? I take it. Why am I running? It's me.
You feel? You seem like you'll be like a talker too, like loud in the bed.
Loud. Let's talk, daddy. Ooh, love it. Oh, baby, it's yours.
What about him? Do you want him to make noise too?
A little bit. Don't be all annoying. Don't be all like, just don't be annoying.
Did anybody ever make a noise in the bed that kind of like turned you off and you was like, yeah, hell no?
I remember when one time this motherfucker hit the...
Angela about to choke.
It's look at face.
It's the faces too. Like if your face look all like...
But that mean he enjoying it. He could barely take
pillow
it.
Pillow over his head, like shut up.
You want to see his toes curl and all of that?
I like that.
Yeah, because like, you like
I
feet.
I like that. Like I want to see. I just do a little. Like I like the little.
Have you ever tried to slide your finger in his butt?
Probably touched the gooch a little bit.
Okay. Oh, no.
Did anybody ever try to stop you?
Yeah, no. Like they'd be like, what are you doing? but they
don't stop you.
They don't stop you. They just be that. That's just the bluff. Like that's just the first
mm-hmm. That's that initial. Let me act like
they're supposed to do that, right? They're supposed to.
Right. They'd be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Give a little more.
Start riding that shit. Like, hold on. What are you doing?
This is uncomfortable.
I've felt this before.
Now, I want to talk about some of your music. Of course, I want to talk about Better Days. Do you have relationships that you regret?
Yeah. No, I don't regret nothing. Everything made me better than what it is. I regret, like, doing certain things in the relationship just because I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. Like, I regret reacting to certain things or even just looking back at old interviews. I just regret having them like them, or I regret certain, you know, shit like that. But I don't regret the person.
So it makes you feel like different moving forward. You like, I don't want to be so public.
Just moving forward is just like, you just, when you're in the limelight, like when you're an artist and you're publicly like with somebody, it's just like you want to protect your peace at all times, and it's like really, really hard to. It's all I can say. It's really hard to. So those moments where you feel like your peace was not protected is where you kind of regret things,
right? And I know that has to be difficult to like publicly go through things, and people are talking shit and weighing in on something, and you already kind of hurt over it, and then people have things to say. That shit is not easy.
It's not easy, especially when you know people don't really like. People just don't know. Like they're not there. So, but I guess I got through that phase now. Like now it got to a point where you just gotta just be like, these people just don't know. Only if they, you gotta hit it with the only if they know.
Right.
Are you cool with all of your exes?
It ain't no beef. I have no beef. I don't got beef with nobody in this world. I'm telling you, like, if there's one person that don't like me, it's a personal problem with themselves.
Right.
Because
like, what about any family
member? Yeah, like even family members, same thing. Like, everything happens for a reason, and people are putting people's lives for a reason. I feel like any I was with either bossed me up or I bossed him up. So I'm appreciated. So I feel like they should feel appreciated in a lot of ways. Not look at it. You know, these days I'm not really trying to turn. I want to look at things on a positive aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at things in a negative way, it just makes you bitter. And that's when it become you become a bitter bitch. And you don't want to be that, you know?
But, you know, it's also the line of being honest in your music about what's going on in your life, because people appreciate that honesty. But sometimes that's hard, too. Like, of course, we know the No More Party song. And then you talk about your brother and you talk about your dad, too, and how he let you down.
Right.
And so how did they react when they heard that?
My dad called me. I haven't spoken to him. He called me when the song dropped, but I haven't spoken to him. I ain't answer because I didn't know what he was going to ask. Me and my dad relationship still wacky. Like we still trying to get to daddy and a daughter, real solid relationship. And it takes some time, you know, you got to like, it's kind of like meeting someone all over again for real, you know? And then with my brother, he just got out of jail and he all mad over there and shit. So I don't know. I haven't spoken to him neither, but I hope that they heard the song and they see how talented I am. I wish people would really look at the bigger picture when it comes to music these days, like for real, because a lot of things that people say in these songs is to just show them on, not to just show them, but I feel like I could be the type of girl to be so ignorant, so bitter. I could be cursing you out. I could be saying all kinds of negative things, right? But why not just put it in my music?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether it's about my exes, whether it's about my dad, whether it's about like, I'm not going to go online and battle with the shade, like the Shade Room posting my dad doing this weird dance, right? And he's doing this dance in this video, whatever. It's all viral on TikTok. It's all going crazy. A lot of people know about Benzino being my dad. A lot of people don't. So I'm just sitting there like, all right, at the end of the day, these people don't know my dad's relationship, me and my dad's relationship. I'm going to just act like I don't see it. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And just keep it moving, you know?
Yeah, that's hard.
Was it something that you preferred that people didn't know? Because I do feel like your name circulated soon as, you know, music started coming out. And I never knew that you was Benzino's daughter until later on. So was that something you was trying to keep hidden or?
I wasn't trying to hide it. I just didn't want to like market myself off that because mm-hmm. I don't want to be nobody's girlfriend or nobody's daughter. Like I'm Coy Leray Collins. Like my first name's Coy. My middle name's Leray. That's my first name. That's my real name. So that's like really me at the
who
end.
Who you are.
So it's just like, if I come out as Benzino's daughter, I'm going to always be looked at Benzino's daughter. And a lot of people my age don't know my dad. A lot of, right. It's more of an OG side and a source. Like if you got to really be tapped in this industry to really know, I don't even know a lot about, you feel me, Benzino. Like I know a lot about Raymond Scott, but I don't even know a lot about Benzino and just Source Magazine and overall what happened in that era. So, you know, one thing that I also did, I know stepping into this industry, I didn't want my father's relationships or anything that he had going on. Like, I didn't want that he burnt the bridges or whatever he was. I didn't want it to affect me because some people, bro, it don't matter how talented you are. It don't matter how, like, a good person you are. Some people just don't want the drama. They just be like, right. You know, it's just better off for me to just not deal with it. It's so much other things going on in the world I'd rather focus on.
I'm not going to lie because Benzino said mad foul shit about me. But I was like, look, I am still going to make sure that I support because I see you a young woman doing your thing. And I was like, I had to think about it because I was like, man, that's Benzino's daughter. And he did. Right. I didn't even ever say nothing, but he was going in on me for whatever reason.
Right.
And I felt a way about it. But then I was like, I don't want that to hinder you from being able to be successful in this business because you ain't do nothing to nobody.
Right, right. And I appreciate that. And let me tell you something. You're not the only person that felt like that. Like, I know my dad. A lot of traits I learned from him and that I don't want to do just because of how he handles situations, how he be talking to people and how he just be wilding. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to bring me. That's the whole point of everything and what's going on now, because now that I am the one with the shoes, like I feel like I'm wearing the shoes now in my family. Like I'm the one going to put us back where the source is. Like I have the ability to do that. Not saying my dad can't, but I am. And it's going to be able to make him, like he's going to look and learn through me and become a new person. And that's like the goal. Like I want to build a father and daughter relationship so he can realize, like, because he got a temper. Like my dad got a temper. So a lot of the stuff that he probably did say about you was based on his temper because he does it to, I watch him do it to a lot of people. But he's still a good person. And I know he come from a good place at heart. But it's just everything happens for a reason. And that's why I'm where I am now. And people are, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, we can use all the things that we're going through as learning stepping stones. And it's just going to make people you know, bigger and brighter at the end of the day. Who knows? He's still young and he got it. He can come out with another Source magazine or better on a Instagram tip. Cause it's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Mm-hmm. He can get back on his feet, but it's going to take this for him to realize that. It's going to take interviews like this that he needs to watch and people like you, Angela, for him to realize, like, you know what? She's not a bad person. She's not what I said she was. I obviously was just in my feelings. And for her to even still look out for my daughter off the simple fact that, like, that should just show I was the problem, you know?
Well, I never want to judge somebody off of their affiliations because obviously that's not on you and you have nothing to do with that. And I think it would be a shame if it did hinder you from being successful and doing what you're doing just because of something that you had no control over.
Right. I appreciate that. And hopefully a lot of people in this world understand that and it does not hinder me because I'm trying to be here forever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how does it make you feel when people like Royce the 5'9"? Obviously, he got into it with your dad and then he threw your name into it. And it had nothing to do with you, but, you know, your name came up in it. So how do you feel how did you feel in that instance?
You know what I went and tweeted? What'd he say? Koi was pussy popping on the handstand. Your daughter was pussy popping on the handstand.
Get to her before Drake and Trey songs.
Yeah. I didn't even pay attention to Drake and Trey songs. That was like some cornball shit. Like, what do you think? Like, you're thinking about Drake and Trey songs, like, for what? Like, they're not worried about you at all. What I did think about was that handstand. I said, I ain't never tried that one. Let me go try that one. Let me see if I can do that now.
I got those skills.
I got some skills. I could
do
it.
Did you do it?
I can't wait to post a video of me doing it.
You do have some skills.
Come on, you crazy? I don't even know that guy. Like, you so worried about me and it make me feel so good because it's like, and this is no disrespect to my brothers, but my dad got all the kids. Out of all his kids, you want to talk about me? I'm lit. Like, hello. Hi. Like,
it'd be dope if you could get Trey Songz in there in the video when you do the hands.
Hit the dance on them real quick. Yes. Of course.
Well, listen, we do appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. And I feel like we'll be talking to you again in the future. So that's dope. And we love the new song and that everybody is participating. Mm-hmm. And even though you say you don't have friends like that, I do feel like a lot of women are supporting you in this business.
I love my woman. And if there's any ladies out there that want to come make me reconsider, I'm open.
You're going to block them, though.
That's don't the get your pussy in and blocked.
We got to go on a date and like all that other extra weird stuff.
Koi, are you fighting over a guy if a girl wants to fight you over one?
I'm not fighting over nobody, but if I see you when you come with any type of disrespectful energy, we definitely going to get it shaken at any moment, any time, baby. That's off rip.
Especially if they tell you to pull up.
Especially if they tell me to pull up. Like, what you mean?
Pull up.
Come on. Like, when you see me, just make sure you pull up. We pull up here. You feel
me? Don't knock anybody's tooth out.
Or if you see, it go either way. We could shake, or we could be like, you know what? Listen, I was wrong. I ain't mean to. Let's go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Give me a hug, girl, whatever. We go two ways. But you step the right way. Let me tell you something. I'm small, but I'll take you up. You will not come be fucked down, okay? So, yeah.
And when is the next project coming out?
Well, we about to go crazy. Dirk hopped on the remix.
So I saw that. That's dope.
Yeah, about to drop the No Parties remix. And then I got so much more. I got songs with Nav. I got a song with Nav that's super fire. Like, I got him on a whole nother level. Ladies is going to love Nav after this. I know they already do, but they got to love him. Tyga, me and Tyga got this crazy record. Mosey and so many more that I'm probably naming too much already.
Let us know. And you also worked with Cash Doll. I saw that.
Cash Doll is my baby. Let me tell you something. I love that woman right there. Like, out of all women in this industry, that really, she gonna have my heart forever, for real.
We love Cash Doll. Yeah. We love her.
She's a sweetheart. And she's such a sweetheart. And I love her hair. Like, I'm trying to go my hair and I just can't get there. Her hair's like down here. I'm trying to get there. It just don't work.
Yeah, her real natural hair is long.
So. It's okay. You could go get a wig for now.
I'm about to send you a wig. You
guys send me a wig.
50 inches.
Send me a wig. I know y'all got some clip-ins. Send me a little clip-in.
I got some clip-ins for you. I got you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys.
But thank you.
This virus is over so we can party together because
Yes, no more parties, girl. Another interview in person.
Interview in person for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love your shoe closet. Like, this is
fun. Oh, thank you.
About to come take some.
Titties out, yeah.
Yeah, bag, get it.
But Carla, we love your energy and your personality, your music and everything. Yes. So congratulations to you for everything. And we are definitely going to tap back in with you.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Good service.